David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacey from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. She's part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast at The Advisor, and she is amazing. She's been on our show several times, and she's done several podcasts for her own podcast. And today she is going to talk about keeping yourself youthful. So it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Olga. I'm really excited about doing this because, you know, face aging and you know, as we get older, we want to keep a hold on to our youth as much as possible. And, you know, lots of people don't really understand that there are ways that we could actually stay youthful looking. And there are different things that we can do to help ourselves age slower. So, you know, tell us a little about face aging and different ways that we could actually help ourselves so we could actually keep that youthfulness in our face and our body and so forth.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Stacey, for introduction. Yes, so it's a great importance of understanding how we age, why we age, and how we can prevent that. So in medicine, it's so important to prevent things, prevent diseases. It's much easier to prevent than treat. And I think we spend much less time in order to try to prevent diseases, prevent unfavorable outcomes rather than treating it. We kind of work as a firefighters. Okay, things happen, now we try to take care of it, but we don't do enough to prevent. And the best way to treat or prevent is to understand what happens. How do we age? The etiology of the disease in medicine, that's what we call it. So we know that youthful skin is because we have enough of great ingredients of the youthful skin. It's a collagen and elastin. And we know that as we age, we lose collagen and elastin. This is number one reason that the skin appears wrinkly and not elastic enough. So now we learn more and we know why we lose elastin and collagen faster. And it's all the free radicals and exposure of the skin to sun, ultraviolet exposure, smoking, stress, bad food, and aging in general. It's just our body doesn't have enough strength to kind of fight those free radicals. So certain things, obviously, we can prevent. We can't stop the time. We're going to be aging. But sun exposure, I can't tell enough how important it is to just protect yourself from sun as much as possible. This is number one. Smoking, of course, no smoking. We all know that. We know what actually fight those free radicals. It's antioxidants. So all those great antioxidants in food, start not taking even more harmful things inside you. So all the preservatives, which are in processed food, we have to avoid that. So we also have so many, we're discovering more and more antioxidants, which actually fight those free radicals, such as like NAD, and acetyl-D-nucleotide is one of the most important coenzymes, which exist in each and every cell of our body. It's responsible for production of energy, ATP production, as well as it's great for muscle function, for brain function. And we do supplement it in our office. Anything I bring in the office, this is something I want to try for myself. And yeah. I'm the first guinea pig there. So something new, and I am doing it. And I have to tell you that I really feel it. I really, really feel it. I feel just better sleep. I sleep much better. And when once you slept a good night, you can function much better. I can recall things better. I feel more clarity, mental clarity. And that's exactly what NAD does. Metabolism, energy. I do feel much more energy. I feel like I come from the whole day of work, but I still able to like do so many things at home. I was just so tired before I started NAD supplementation. So now I'm a true believer.
Yes. So
it does work. It's great. And it's huge antioxidants. It's huge radical scavenger. So it's really not just trying to improve how you look, but it's really anti-aging. It's really making you younger, look younger and feel younger from within. So this is all the factors, what happens. So we know also why we age. It's the gravity. And this is something that we can change. The gravity we can change. But understanding how the face ages, like what actually happens, gives us an idea how to fight it. So with loss of collagen and elastin, we become like less elastic, and the skin is just not so plump. So getting treatments to really stimulate collagen. So we already talked about prevention of collagen, of collagen, but getting the treatments which stimulate collagen, starting with basics, starting with skincare, we already said sun protection is number one, then vitamin C, it's actually, it's essential part of collagen synthesis. This is like the biochemistry, you know, the collagen molecule can't be stimulated without vitamin C. So it's an essential thing. It's also interesting now that latest research showed that vitamin C, combination of vitamin C with sunscreen gives better protection from the sun. So the newest sunscreen created together with vitamin C. So it's a better protection and it's a great antioxidant. So it fights all free radicals. Retinol. Oh my God. Retinol it's number one collagen stimulator. It's the only clinically proven for like 20 years now, probably that's really stimulates collagen production. And I really, really see for those women who are super smart and like I have one woman who's like in her 60s and she always used sun protection and she always used retinol for 20 years. How many people 20 years ago knew about retinol? I don't think a lot of people knew that. Even now I'm just like thinking it's probably more than 20, now it's 30 years because I've been in aesthetics for 17 years and I met this woman in her 60s when I just started. So now it's like 30 years she probably been on retinol and her skin just looks so much younger than her age.
Right.
And if you compare the other 60 years old, especially those who were on the sun a lot and never used any good quality medical skincare.
Yeah.
It's 20 years difference, really. It's 20 years difference. So if you just use these three ingredients, good skincare, retinol, vitamin C, you're probably going to just end up with much, much better skin. And right now, research just goes on. This area of medicine, aesthetic medicine, is exploding. It's so much research. put into this area is just because people are so interested to stay young and beautiful. We are into youth, right? You don't know. It's so interesting how many times I hear this in my own clinic. People come in and people say, "Oh, aging sucks, man." Every other person comes in and just says exactly this phrase. So we want to stay young, beautiful. We want to stay vibrant. And of course, the way you look at yourself, the way you see yourself in the mirror, if you like yourself, if you look younger, you feel younger, and you tend to act younger. And now there's research even on that. Yeah. Like people after plastic surgery, they're looking younger, they're feeling younger, and they act younger. Right. So research is all in, and we just need to really follow that. It's really not so difficult. And I'm in my office. I practice aesthetic medicine in mostly non-surgical ways to improve your appearance. My own logo is "You Only Better." It's really adhering to very natural results, not changing the appearance, but yet somehow enhancing your great features and just reducing years from the way you look.
Right.
I have to mention that it's very, very important for your overall health and appearance. It's just staying in shape.
Yes.
It's just staying in your best possible weight range, body mass index. Exercising, now we have proofs that exercise really affects your whole body and the brain. It's just so important. Your brain functions better if you exercise. It's everything. So again, prevention is the key.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
And as an aesthetic medicine practitioner, I help people to look their best possible self without surgery. So I have different ways. Like we already discussed, skincare. I mean, there's so many other things there, peptides and growth factors, like huge right now, because they also stimulate collagen production, especially growth factors. It's derived from different sources now, like new buzz in one is salmon sperm DNA coming into American market. It's not allowed to inject yet, although it's been injected in Europe and Korea. It's a Korean number one injectable. So for probably past 10 years, but now FDA allowed it to use, but just topically after like microneedling, radiofrequency microneedling. But I hope soon we're going to be able to inject this as well. So this is all skincare, but next level of care, I would say the collagen stimulation with biostimulators like Sculptra and Radias. I use it a lot in my practice. It's also like improving the skin from within, not just like putting a bandage, like applying like a little like filler, hyaluronated filler. I use less and less because it doesn't stimulate collagen. It does help with lines and wrinkles in certain areas, but doesn't stimulate collagen. So really, I love my biostimulators with Sculptra and hyperdilute radius. Radio frequency microneedling is a great device. It's radio frequency energy actually also causes micro injury and stimulation of fibroblasts to produce collagen. And it's a needle. It goes in. It's hot, so it's not walk in the park. It's like it can be sensitive for a painful procedure. We do have means to anesthetize. We have nitric oxide. We have like local anesthesia. We combine different ways to make it more comfortable, but it's a great way to stimulate collagen, rejuvenate the skin, to tighten the skin. We see some of the lifting also, because like we said, we can work on collagen stimulation, but gravity is just so hard to fight. And surgically especially, it's the hardest thing to fight, really. Once everything starts to descend down, it's like tissue, the fat pads of the face descends down, creating all the unnatural jowling. It's hard. It's really hard. So, like I said, first this is skincare, then collagen stimulation and tightening with the machines, like out of microneedling. We also see improvement of the skin tone, not just texture, but the tone, meaning pigmentation gets better, when, especially if we combine it with exosomes, which is great growth factors. We combine it as with special lightening cream. I work with an amazing compound in pharmacy, and they make like just the best. They combine the best ingredients out there, and they make it not so expensive, which is amazing. And when we combine these treatments together, that works the best. So for pigmentation, we also use chemical peels. It's an older method, but it's great. I think it's great. It's much cheaper than, let's say, laser peel, but it's the same exact idea. But it's just like, oh my God, it's so fancy. People just try to use something that just came out, maybe, let's say, with new lasers, but they're so expensive. And it's exactly the same idea of peeling the skin, peeling the layers of the skin. It can be more dangerous though, especially for darker individuals. Like it can make melasma, can make big hyperpigmentation worse. So I really love my chemical peels, which developed, some of them developed specifically for darker skin. We had also amazing results with working with hyperpigmented skin, with combination with compounding ingredients to lighten the skin. I also have a great device which called Tixel. Tixel is a thermodynamic therapy. So there is no laser. It's extremely safe. It's just based on heat. It's a really high temperature. It's 400 degrees Celsius, but it's millisecond, which it touches your skin. So it's controlled burn, if you want to call it. And but I actually had the treatment a week ago. Yeah, exactly a week ago. So the downtime is really like you just read the same day. It's one day. That's pretty much one day. And then you can put makeup on, and it's just like you can't even see, but you get like very tiny crust, which you can cover with makeup. Sorry. It's a very safe treatment because it's just the heat. It's no radio frequency. There's no laser, just the heat. And we see great results in terms of pigmentation because we kind of peel the skin as well. And tightening, especially, it's great around the eyes because with laser and radio frequency, we cannot go on the upper eyelid. Here, we can go directly on the upper eyelid, all around the eye. And this area is so hard to treat. This is the thinnest skin around the eye, all those lines and wrinkles around the eyes. And so many people get like extra skin on the upper eyelid. So we actually can improve those extra skin on the upper eyelid with Tixel because it goes directly there and it tightens and stimulates collagen production. You don't need to do it a few times, like month apart, but it's a great, great modality. So I would say I would do that first, but and then I have other things like a thread lift. What is a thread lift? It's a sutures, it's the long sutures with little barbs in it. And the barbs, they actually tug on the skin, gently lift and suspend it. It's made from, I have PDO. I'm not using PDO that much right now, polyethylene. It's just a suture material which used 30 years in surgery to treat the heart, to suture the heart. It's very, very safe material. It's dissolves within 6 months, but the collagen production actually helps for results to last like around 8-9 months, I would say.
Right.
So lately I actually started using PCL threads, polycapronolactone. That's the name of it. And also sutures, but they're lasting longer. They stay in your skin for 18 months to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
They stay longer. They're still dissolvable. There's nothing permanent.
Yes.
Also, there is permanent sutures out there, which plastic surgeons use. I just don't use them. I use just dissolvable ones. It's also great sutures, which stimulate a lot of collagen. So they improve your skin over time. And they're lasting the thread lift procedure from PCL threads tends to last longer.
Yeah.
So that's the tools. Of course, Botox. Do you know that botulinum Botox is there's so many different brands now. They all work pretty much the same. And everybody choose their own like favorite ones.
Yeah.
It's all botulinum or Botox. But this is number one aesthetic treatment. Just because of the satisfaction rate with botulinum, with Botox is like 98%. It's great. It's easy, simple way to just relax the muscles, which causing the wrinkles. It's mostly used for upper face. We can relax the certain muscle which tug on the eye, let's say eyebrows down. So this way they lift up. So you can change certain things like bring corners of the mouth up, bring eyebrows up. You can stop gummy smile. You can even bring the lip a little bit up. It's called the lip flip. It doesn't last long, but a lot of people still love it. It's very simple treatment. It's like 1 second treatment. I use Botox a lot therapeutically as well for TMJ pain.
Really?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, it's a stress, pain, and tightness in the area. So it's a great treatment. It also helps to slim the face because this muscle, the master muscle right here, create like a wider face. So it's a popular treatment, more in Asians, because they like slimmer and more like oval face appearance. I believe to injecting TMJ mostly for therapeutic reasons, because it's a good amount. It's like a lot of units you need to inject to really relax the masseter muscle. And for some people, when we decrease the strength of masseter muscle, we actually, what happens, Like I said, with aging, everything goes down and a little bit forward. So when we, the mass of mass cell tends to hold the face, this like in a good shape. So when we relax it, everything goes up, and your jowling can appear worse. So with the relaxation of masseter muscle. So if you therapeutically need it, that's fine because people feel so much better, great relief from the pain. But otherwise, I don't really do it as much because it helps to for the shaping of the face to stay youthful and like what we say, triangle of youth rather than trapezoid of old age. That's what happens. Like when we have all this subcutaneous fat descend down and form the jowls, that becomes a trapezoid instead of triangle.
Oh, I see.
So yes, so we have a lot of tricks out there with collagen stimulating, biostimulating fillers, as Radius, Hyperdilute Radius, or Sculptra, to just deposit and stimulate collagen in the area which kind of tighten and lifts your face. So really injecting those fillers in the temples, very often this is also part of aging face, is a bone resorption. So a lot of people don't notice it in this themselves, how like empty the temple area can look, and we call it a peanut face. And some people don't really even realize when we feel this area, we create a little bit of a lift and just a more youthful appearance. So injecting those biostimulators strategically in the area of cheeks and temples and on the sides of the face actually create a subtle lift. The collagen gets stimulated. And the Sculptra is just the most natural way. It's the just, again, it's not for everybody. Each and every treatment has to be a perfect fit for your anatomy, for your facial features. But if this we do Sculptra, and especially for those who lost a lot of weight, Ozempic face, it's great. So it's just natural and very gradual process of rejuvenating and just looking more youthful. That's what happens with Sculptra. Absolutely love that tool. What else I didn't mention? Microneedling, just a regular microneedling, especially with exosomes, is great for improving the skin surface. So it helps with superficial lines and wrinkles. It's also stimulating collagen. It's completely mechanical. It's just the needles creating micro damage in the skin and micro channels in the skin. So we can use exosomes, we can use to stimulate collagen. We can use PRP, your own blood, which is also your own growth factors. So anybody who is natural freak, there's more natural than your own blood. You cannot have any reactions, no allergy, nothing from your own blood. So, and it's your own growth factors which we kind of reintroduce into your skin to stimulate collagen production. We also use something like a lot of ingredients like tracheamic acid works great for hyperpigmentation. Glutathione, it's great antioxidant, and it's great for the skin, great for pigmentation. So we make our own concoction, like what to introduce according to your needs, with microneedling. It's a very, very safe way to rejuvenate your face.
I like that.
So, and of course, hyaluronic acid fillers. Well, hyaluronic acid fillers, it's like very well known. I use it sparingly. Certain areas you cannot inject with biostimulators. Let's say you cannot inject it in the lips. And it's very interesting that rejuvenating the lips makes your whole face to rejuvenate, especially, let's say, after 50, 60 years old, because lips, it's a hormone-dependent structure. So with especially after menopause, we kind of lose the volume of the lips. Like everything is thinning down.
Yeah.
Think of, if you like, just remember the pictures of the person when they like in puberty, then young adulthood, then middle age, like the highest volume of the lips is probably in puberty. And then it goes down, 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 and it's menopause. It's like, really much smaller. And so I'm completely against all those like duck lips, overdone lips. Anything unnatural in my view looks ridiculous and just makes the things worse.
Yeah.
But just a reintroduction of this volume to the lip actually rejuvenates the whole face. Your face looks more youthful with just like a little bit volume in the lips. And that's where hyaluronic acid fillers come to play. We have Juvederm, Restylane, now we have RHA fillers or TXN, we have Versa, and that's it. I mean, in Europe, they have probably 100 of different IHA fillers. But FDA is very, very strict here. It doesn't allow a lot of products on the market.
Yeah.
So, but we can play with those fillers and we are okay, really. So, RHA, Restylane, Juvederm, they're all excellent fillers. And we don't really, I guess if you have 100, it's a little bit more complicated. It's a little harder. Choose so what we're gonna use, but yeah, all those fillers are fine for the purpose. I also love Restylane or RHA fillers under the eye, so you know there's a tear trough area, so it's a gravity, everything descends down, and it depends on your genetics. Some people predisposed to develop this bags under the eyes,
and
certain bags even I can improve just by introduction of the HA filler right around and kind of camouflage in the bag. Not all bags can be improved. I always ask if they want to go for plastic surgery eventually. If people say absolutely not, this is out of question, then I can help. Even like the worst bags, usually I can improve.
Yes.
I never promise anything perfect. Even plastic surgery doesn't give you perfection.
Yes.
Sometimes. But usually we can improve, especially when you just have like hollow under the eye area.
Right.
Feel it. You can create just healthier, more rested look. And again, this is just a hyaluronic acid filler. We cannot use anything else there. We can use Tixel to just rejuvenate the skin. This is a different problem. Like the skin, which is the thinnest under the eye, we can rejuvenate just with, let's say, Tixel or even microneedling the lower eyelid. We can go really close to the eyelid and even radio frequency microneedling. I actually seen reduction of the bag with radio frequency microneedling, because radio frequency microneedling.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Also, you need to know what you're doing, because the radio frequency microneedling can dissolve the fat. Certain areas it's good. Let's say if we're trying to improve the bag under the eyes and dissolving extra fat under the eyes can be good. But dissolving the fat on the face, it's not great.
Right.
Ozempic face, remember? Like when we lose fat from our face, which is a natural filler for the face, we might look older. So you have to be super careful. You have to go more superficial in area where you don't want to dissolve the face. And so we go superficial just to improve the skin, not to dissolve fat. So this is where HA filler, and HA filler is like, for me, it's like an icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
So you stimulated your collagen, you lifted, you tightened the face, but then you have some kind of superficial lines maybe, which you can just fill it up with hyaluronic acid filler. And then it's just like I said, a combination of different non-surgical means can really create a great result overall and can give you 10, 15 years off your how you look. Again, the most important, how you feel and exercising and eating right and just be healthy from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Not just how you look, but look is important. That's a important.
It is. It makes a person feel good when they look in the mirror and they feel young, like you said earlier, and you know they act more youthful, you know, because they feel good about themselves. And however they look in their mind is how they're going to act, you know, and that goes to their self-worth and self-esteem. And when you look youthful and you look young and you feel good about yourself, your whole mentality changes, definitely.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we.
So we work. I we discussed that in our previous podcast about like our weight loss program. So we look at you holistically. We mm-hmm. look at you how to improve your well-being with weight loss and eating right and exercise routine, and then taking care of your skin, of your and your face.
I love it. Now, when you talked earlier about incorporating vitamin C with your sunscreen, when people go out, you see that, you know, some people wear sun hats, some people don't. Some people, you know, use sunscreen that only has 15 in it. Some people use 70. You know, what do you suggest if people really care about their face and they care about the way they look and they don't want to get wrinkles, they want to try to prevent it and slow it down as, you know, as much as possible. When people go into the beach or they're in a sunny atmosphere, what do you suggest people do so they could protect their skin?
I love the beach myself. I always say, listen, you should not avoid doing what you love to do. This is what life is about. You need to enjoy yourself. So what I do, I go to the beach and in the morning before 10 a.m. and or afternoon after 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is number one. Yes, I do use sunscreen. Research shows that 30 is like a magic number where you cover 98% of sun rays, 30. But then it's tiny bit more with 50, I guess. I even saw 100. I think it's just like a gimmick. 100, yeah. What is it, 100? Whatever. I would use 30 or more. Let's put mm-hmm. it this way. 15 is probably not enough if you want to really protect your skin. I do wear the hat. I try to stay in the shade because I have very light skin. I just can't take any sun. But regardless, the darker your skin is, the luckier you are in a way because you're more protected from the sun.
Yeah.
But still have to use sunscreen and use precaution. But even with light skin like me, And the beach lover, you can protect your skin. That's possible. That's possible. I always stay in the shade. I'd stay in the shade. Like if I'm on the beach, I wear a hat. If I'm walking on the beach, or I stay under the umbrella. That's what I
Right.
do.
I think that's great advice. And when retinol has become so popular with people, is there, from your own opinion, is there a specific type of product they should do, or should they go into a facility like yours and you have either specific top products, or you have different ways to incorporate retinol into their face, to help with the fill-in of the wrinkles? Like, what do you suggest people do when it comes to using retinol to help fill in the wrinkles on their face and keep that youthful look?
Prescription strength retinol is excellent. It can be irritating for the skin. It has to be started kind of gradually increasing in use. So it's fine. Some people can't tolerate it. I myself work with a company which is cosmeceutical, so it's a little bit higher brand than just cosmetics. They don't allow, by the way, higher percentage of retinol because it's considered to be therapeutic in over-the-counter cosmetic brands. So even they say retinol, it's probably like, I don't know, like milli, whatever milli of retinol there. It's not a therapeutic retinol. So in cosmeceutical company which I work with, which I really love, I use this company for like all my 17 years. I have 17 years of business now. So I work with them. I know they have a huge research lab. They stay on top of the best, the last ingredients out there. So, and they are able to put a higher percentage of retinol. They have it's really the therapeutic percentage of retinol, and they combine it with other ingredients like myretinol, which I have in the office, combined with bakuchiol oil, and it's reduces the redness, reduces the irritation, reduces the all the side effects from retinol people can experience. Also, not everybody can use retinol. I have to mention that. People with rosacea, very sensitive skin, they cannot use therapeutic percentage of retinol. So, if you're using retinol, you need to use prescription strength retinol or cosmeceutical. The cosmeceutical company distributed to physicians. They don't sell it in over the counter because it's a higher percentage retinol, and they're just not allowed to sell in over the counter stores. So if you're using retinol, use a good strength retinol. And also gradual, it's kind of conditioning your skin to retinol. So you start maybe every 2 days, every 3 days, and see how you react to it, and then you can really advance and use every other day or even every day. And good point. You don't have to skip summertime using retinol. It's like what do people in Florida do? Or like it's summer year round. What, so you're not using retinol at all? Tell everybody you should use retinol year round. I use retinol year round, and I love beach. I always go on the beach during the summertime. I live on the beach, so I totally love it, and I use retinol, but I use very, very serious sun protection.
I love it. Because your face looks great. You have, you know, you have your
Thank you
you
so
don't
much.
you don't see any wrinkles. You have very youthful skin.
Thank
So
you.
obviously all these things you're doing are working
Thank
because
you.
it shows.
I practice what I preach. And
Yeah,
it would be embarrassing to look bad and all blotchy and wrinkly.
exactly.
Like, people coming in, I better look good, right?
Exactly. It's like going to a hairdresser. If the hairdresser doesn't have good hair, you know, then you kind of worry about, you know, oh, maybe this person shouldn't take care of my hair, you know.
Right.
Now, if you had to sum everything we talked about today and you wanted to emphasize on a couple important points, what would be some of the things you want to emphasize to the listeners today?
Well, looking and feeling young is possible. And we don't have to age in a way.
Right.
We should and we have to stay youthful. And research nowadays really helps us in that direction. The most important is to really work on healthy diet, on exercise routine, on staying in a right body mass index.
Yes.
And we're here to help you, to guide you with your journey to really preserve your skin, preserve your youth, and postpone some surgical procedures, which we're also not ruling out. Look, people are living longer life, so you might as well be relevant.
Feel good,
act young, and stay young, you know.
Right. I love it. I love it. Now, where can people find you? Where can people get your services, and where can they find you?
I am in Brooklyn and Long Island, New York. We have a website. It's very easy, www.drolgaz.com. I also have Instagram. Everything is on social media right now. It's my name. It's straight and easy. Dr. Olga Zilberstein is my Instagram name, and it's like all before and afters, all the procedures, all the services are there, and the contact information there. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 718-614-9511. So Brooklyn is Shipstead Bay area, and Long Island is Five Towns area, Hewlett. That's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any products on your website?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All my products are on the website. And
oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So they can actually, if they don't live near the New York area or the tri-state area, they could actually even go on your website and, you know, take a look at some of the products and so forth.
They can. I don't have like a store of it, maybe, because people have asked me about it. But yes, you can always contact us and we can ship it to you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, this has been amazing. I've learned a lot. I'm excited. This has been a great thing, because so many people are interested in keeping, you know, as youthful as possible when it comes to their looks. And you know, like you said, if you look good, you feel younger, you feel better about yourself. You're energetic, you're happy. You know, it plays a big role, you know, because a lot of people, you know, want to keep that youthfulness as long as possible, you know. And so today's podcast was amazing. You gave such great advice, and you went through so many different techniques that could be used that, you know, a lot of people probably didn't even think of or know before they even actually heard your podcast today. But thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been amazing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the podcast before we go?
I don't know. I think we talked about everything, and stay disciplined, I guess. It requires a lot of discipline too, because I feel like all information is out there, and we just need to really, really stick to what we already know is good.
Right. Exactly. Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.